past 11 on a Monday morning. Hello, if you just joined us, you're on 88 FM. I'm Dave Charles. This is the Dave Charles Show. It's a brand new offering where we chat to people and interesting people about interesting things and play you the music that you like. Generally speaking, I like chatting to interesting people, like my very special guest in front of me right now, who is the face and the voice behind, well, she is the persona that has launched the fabulous offer that is Yoli's Bakery, Yoli's Coffee Shop, Yoli's Eatery. Yoli, it's got so many different aspects to it. Nikki Cooper, along with her husband Darren, have created a brand that is proudly Bolito, proudly local, and it's fabulous, which is always something to celebrate. So welcome to you. Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks. Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Let's just talk about, we're going to segue into the high tea because that's really the point for the conversation. But before we get into that, let's talk about the brand because it's been a phenomenal story. I remember coming across you the first time we met. You were in a little kind of almost a cubicle at the Lychee Orchard. That was the first time I saw your Yoli's brand, and I thought, wow, you know, this is interesting because you were talking about the fact that it's all artisanal and, you know, made with good stuff by hand with love and passion and kind of an homage to your granny who was Yolanda.
Yes.
You see, I've done my homework.
Her nickname was Yoli, yeah.
Yeah, so a kind of tribute because she inspired you in the kitchen.
Yes, she's special to me. She actually sort of passed away, unfortunately, on the day that I was born. And growing up, my mum said I was just like her in every way. She was an amazing character, very like flamboyant, very artistic. Was a very enigmatic person. She's always been special to me, although I never got to meet her. So when I came up with the sort of flamboyant brand, I thought, well, how perfect. Let's call it after Granny. So yeah, there we are.
Well, hopefully Granny is guiding from afar.
I think she was there at the high tea for sure.
And yeah, well, the success continues. It's not easy to build a brand from scratch, a food brand in particular. There's a huge number of rivers to cross, and it is tough. There are input costs that people are unaware of, and staffing issues that people. But generally speaking, and I think this is fair to say, that if your products and your service is good, you will shine. And this is a tribute to Yoli's because you have continued to shine and grow and develop. You're now very well established at the Lifestyle Center in the market, but at a lot of other events, and I'm talking about some of the more established markets around KZN, you'll see if you see a Yoli's stand, you know that it's got the seal of approval from Nikki. And clearly people respond very, very favorably. So it started in a small way. Tell us about that.
So yeah, we were given the opportunity to open up a very bread-focused bakery at the Lychee Orchard. And yeah, that was tiny. That was 40 square meters. Very small little space, but we did everything in there. We had our kitchen at the back, and then we sold our breads. I think there was only three of us staff. We had the opportunity to expand. And I think what you're saying about brands, the most difficult thing is being true from the start to maintain that truth and not to change, which, you know, we had a vision in the beginning to, exactly like you say, be artisan, be using those old methods that have died out. We're not mass producing anything. We are what we say we are. We are old fashioned. We craft with care. We use best ingredients, and we do that long fermentation, which means that the bread that you are eating and the products that you have are not loaded with all the other rubbish that goes into mass production these days. And I think, you know, that's where we started, and we haven't changed. We're still doing things, even though it becomes harder and harder, like you say, with economic climate, and, you know, people are a bit more money conscious these days, and it might be easier to buy something that's slightly more affordable, but we haven't changed. We still use the quality ingredients that we did from the beginning. We actually improve year on year when we find better suppliers, and we've just really held true to that. We always try to be unique. We don't want to mass produce. We don't want to, you know, sort of fall into that trap of trying to cut costs here and there. So, yeah, we're quite proud that we've managed to keep that going over the years.
Mm, and you do a remarkable job. You say you don't mass produce, but you produce at volume and at scale.
Yes.
And that must be pretty tough. Is it all from this kitchen here at the market, or do you have a off-site kitchen?
It's all from here. We did open a factory a while ago when we started to sort of supply a few more cafes and restaurants in the area. We needed a bigger space to produce the bread, but we wound back on that last year. We realized that we needed to focus on our core, which is just small batch produce. But I mean, even though I say small batches, like, we still do produce, you know, a lot with what we've got.
I'm just thinking, that kitchen doesn't look particularly large, and yet your output is enormous.
Yeah, we've got wonderful staff.
How many loaves do you bake a day?
Oh, it would be in the hundreds.
Hundreds of different...
The variety, yes. So, including rolls and loaves of bread on the weekends, easily more than that.
And then there are the pastries, which are next level, but do you produce those as well from here?
Yep, absolutely. Everything is now on site. So we run 24 hours a day. So we have different shifts that come in. I mean, we've got quite a large staff complement. We don't stop. So we bake through the night. That's when all the breads get baked and the fresh rolls. And then our pastry team comes in at 4 a.m., they will do all the delicious croissants and all the freshly baked things. And then the sourdoughs are prepared, as everyone who looks through our window in the market can see. The sourdough operation happens on that mid shift, which is in the afternoon. So it just carries on. And yeah, that's how we manage to produce the volumes that we do, because we just don't stop. We keep going.
Yeah. Your husband, Darren, has come into the business, and clearly you are a team, which is, but it must also present challenges. How do you find living and working together?
So we've always managed that really well, because when we met, we worked together. We were working together on the yachts, and the poor guy is definitely not a baker. He was an engineer, and then he got landed a coffee shop bakery business, but he's adapted so well, and I think what works so well with us is I'm hopeless at business, but I'm very creative, and he's the other way around. So
it's a great combination.
It is. And he's just got everything waxed in terms of how we run with the logistics and the numbers and the figures and everything. And then I'm more the wild, crazy,
which
come up with the ideas.
Which clearly works extremely well, because, as I say, the brand keeps delivering at an extraordinarily high level. I only ever heard compliments. I've never heard anyone have anything less than complimentary to say about you, the produce and the service. It's a wonderful kudos, really. Yeah, it is, in a tough market. Now, you do produce an extraordinary range of delectable treats, and those are all on display, fresh and fabulous, at any time, because it's a 7-day-a-week operation. It just never ends. And to keep the standards high is extraordinary. But then you go to the next level, and I'm talking now particularly about what you delivered on Saturday the 14th of February for Valentine's Day. It was your inaugural high tea. And I was invited, thank you so much, to have a look, and it was just an absolute feast. Not only it was a feast for the eyes, it was a feast for the senses, and then of course the taste was just extraordinary. The only problem, of course, is with so much excitement is that sometimes the eyes are a bit bigger than the tummy. What is the concept behind the high tea?
So I've been threatening to do it for a couple of years now. I mean, obviously being a bakery, you kind of want to have that offering. It's a nice way to showcase creativity, but also just to elevate it, to sort of show what you and your team are capable of. And we just felt like this year, let's do it. Let's not procrastinate anymore. And we worked out the perfect timing for it. And yeah, it was just wonderful. It was exactly as we hoped it would be, which was creative for us, creative for the staff, but then also well received by Baliso public.
So let's just talk about what is on offer, because one hears high tea and you think about maybe the Mad Hatter's tea party, but it's much more exciting than that.
So traditionally, it's always sort of, if you think of an étagé, there's three tiers to it. duck traditionally. So you have your savory sandwiches, and then you have sort of like scone, sort of more that sort of bake, and then you usually have the chocolates, like the very rich cake dense things. So those are traditionally the three options you would have. For our high tea, we've got that all on offer. So we do the traditional, we even do the traditional cucumber sandwiches. I mean, that has to be there the proper way. And so there's a variety of like little mini sandwiches, savory, some little mini quiches. And then we do beautiful scones and sort of like the lighter kind of pastry items. And then we go into the whole hog, which is your very rich, dense desserts, cakes, that sort of thing. Yeah, so there's sort of a big variety.
And you, on the drinks side of things, you also had a sparkling wine selection, and then of course the teas and the coffees.
Yes, so we've got three options for anyone who wants to come through. We do obviously full access to the huge buffet that we have, and that's obviously from, you can have as much as you like, so that's, yeah, just self-service, help yourself.
Just on that point, how do you cater for that? Because how do you know how much is going to be eaten? And then, because you don't want to run out, but you also don't want to be left with a whole lot of stuff at the end.
No, I mean, it takes careful consideration, but also if you're going to do a high tea, and I think this is why a lot of people are hesitant to do one, is you've got to go all out. You can't moderate it. You've got to put on an enormous spread, and yeah, that's the thing. You've got to go all in. So, you know, when we said we're going to commit to a high tea, we commit to a high tea, and we don't worry too much about, you know,
so the value is there in spades for those that appreciate the finer things in life. And of course, look, it's not everyone's cup of tea, quite frankly, pardon the pun. But you know, if you're going to worry about, you know, overindulging or the cost of, you know, it's a treat. It's one of those extraordinary things that comes around very infrequently, but hopefully regularly now at Yoli's. And it's an occasion, and I believe so popular. The first one proved the point, and now you're already pretty much booked out for February.
Yes. March. March is on the 14th. I think we might have maybe a few seats left, but it's almost pretty much booked. And then our next one in April is on the 18th, and that is also, we've got quite a few inquiries for that already. But yeah, obviously the three options is to come and enjoy it, and then have the bottomless tea and coffee. So this time around, like every time, we're going to sort of up the level a bit. So next time we're going to have a proper tea box going around with like some really high end tea options in there for you to choose from. And then we also are involving our kiddies. You know, Bleeso being a family town, we're not going to forget our littlies. So we've got an option for them as well, under 12. It's a lower price, and then they get to have full access to the buffet, but also bottomless little kiddies drinks, so baby chinos and all that sort of fun thing. And then obviously there is the bottomless Boschendahl. So we do the high tea option, and then you can have as much champagne as you can handle, which is super fun.
It sounds dangerous, but it sounds absolutely irresistible. So, I think that occasionally one needs to push the boat out and treat yourself and someone special to something extraordinary. And this is the perfect opportunity. It's not inexpensive, but then, of course, the food and the drinks and the ambiance and the attention to detail is priceless. So it's called value, and that's really what it's all about. That's why I think it's already pretty much sold out for next month and looking good for the month thereafter. And if you would like to have the experience that we were fortunate to enjoy on the 14th of February, how does one go about booking?
So the best way is to WhatsApp us. We try and have just one channel of booking, which is through our WhatsApp channel. So the number is on our Instagram and Facebook if anyone wants to see. And yeah, just WhatsApp. We'll send you through all the information. And then going forward, we will be also updating that in terms of if we're going to theme it. We were thinking of maybe doing some themes in the future, which could be quite fun. But for now, we're going to do it every month. And yeah, you can just WhatsApp us and reserve your spots.
And then possibly also on request, if someone wants to hold their high tea, you know, with a theme, you'd be prepared to look at that as an option.
Yes, absolutely. We've had a couple of requests already, people that saw our posts online, It's the perfect thing for kitchen tea, or a baby shower, or just a special occasion, 18th or 21st birthday. And we can obviously theme it, so it would be fundamentally the same thing. Our high tea can be themed. We can do it color-coded. We can, yeah, the sky's the limit, basically. But yes, there is that option as well.
Wow, so exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the Yoli's brand continues to grow and continues to delight all of those that are able to enjoy. And we are right opposite at the Lifestyle Center in the radio studio, so we're spoiled as well. It's incredibly lovely to have good neighbors and a business that we can all be extraordinarily proud of. My very special guest, Nikki Cooper from Yoli's. I wish you continued success.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining me on the Dave Charles Show.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. And the music continues.